The Agincourt Bride by Joanna Hickson. Read by Catherine Harvey. It is written in the stars that I and my heirs shall rule France, and yours shall rule England. Our nations shall never live in peace. You and Henry have done this. Charles, Dauphin of France. Narrator's note. January 1439. Respected reader, before we embark on this story together, I think I should explain that I am not a historian or a chronicler, or indeed any kind of scholar. I did not even read Latin until my dear and present husband undertook to teach me on dark winter nights by the fire in our London house, when a more dutiful goodwife would have been doing her embroidery. Luckily, my days of being dutiful are behind me. I am now 52 years of age, and I have had quite enough of stitching and scrubbing and answering becks and calls. I have been a servant, and I have been a courtier, and now I am neither. So I have become a scribe for one good reason, to tell the story of a brave and beautiful princess who wanted the impossible, to be happy. Of course, here at the start of the tale, I'm not going to tell you whether she succeeded, but I can tell you that some momentous events, scurrilous intrigues, and monstrously evil acts conspired to prevent it. Two things encouraged me to write this story. The first was those Latin lessons, for they enabled me to read the second, which was a cache of letters found when I used a key entrusted to me for safekeeping by my beloved mistress, the aforementioned princess, to open a secret...